Hello, my name is Ian Peterman. I'm CEO and founder of Peterman Design Firm. And today I'm going to answer two questions. The first being, when can I use off-shelf parts? And I've gotten that question from a lot of people looking at, basically how do I use off-shelf parts so I don't have to recreate the wheel on everything? And the other question is, do I have to design every single part? And the answer to that, and the reason they're basically the same question, is no, you don't have to design every single part that goes into your product. You can use off-shelf parts. The only caveat to that is that sometimes in your product, you may need to make custom parts. So I've even worked on products where custom screws were needed, and they're one-time screws. They're made for one part, and there's nothing like it. They use a thread that nobody else will ever use. And there's reasons to do that, security reasons or needing different space requirements, things like that. But there's a lot of times where you use off-shelf parts. That's why there's screw manufacturers. They make screws. They get used by everybody. You can get special coatings done. You can get, minor customization done very easily. So for example, you want, black oxide. Well, that's an option. That's a really common option. But if you want gold, solid gold screws, there's a screw manufacturer. Not probably. There's definitely a screw manufacturer who will make a nearly solid gold, or it'll be solid gold. It may not be too high a percentage, so their machine doesn't just eat the gold. But you can get a gold screw. Definitely do it if you really want one. So there's kind of this spectrum between true off-shelf, meaning zero customization. It's something I buy from a store. I could go to a hardware store and I could buy that screw. There's no customization at all. I'm not even no special color, no special anything off shelf. It has a SKU. More than likely, it's just ordered. It's ordered. You can order it. Anybody else orders it. Everybody orders it. Then you have, full custom where nobody in the world has ever made this part before, probably, or to your knowledge. It's made specifically for you. It's made specifically for your product. And, this is obviously the most expensive time. This is where the reason why companies like mine exist, because you need parts that have never been made before by anybody else, and you need them designed. And then there's this middle ground. It's really a rainbow, and it all blends together. That's a nice black to white gradient here. And right in the middle, you have this band of, well, it's an off-shelf part, but I got it in blue. Nobody else is getting it in blue. You can't order it in blue online. The company making your screw doesn't make it in blue, but you need it in blue. So you take an off-shelf part and you do a minor customization. And that's, not as much tooling. Maybe you're just powder coating it blue, whatever it is. You're doing just a minor amount of work. And so that's still, over here. Then you have things that are, something that is customized, but it's an easy to do customization. So an example of that is doing things like embossing leathers and screen printing and laser engraving your logo onto a product. When you buy, you get pens and it has your company information all over it. That's a really easy, nobody's getting you pens. Well, probably no one is getting a pen with your information on it other than you. But it's minor. No one's going to charge you a giant tooling cost. It's still the same pen. We're just making kind of cosmetic changes, so to speak. And so that's still in this very easy, it could be very custom, you could order the pen, get it gold plated, plus have your name in, black on it. That's on top of the gold because you want gold under it. Whatever it is, you're getting it too. Or, you want diamond encrusted something. Well, most people aren't going to get the diamond encrusted version. You're just adding it to it. And so that level of customization is very easy. It's very cost effective. Getting blue screws is far cheaper than getting a custom shaped head on a screw. And then that's where you start getting into, well, I want your screw, but I want it to be a honeycomb. I want a honeycomb shaped head, literal honeycomb, and a screw. So the screw, the threaded part, is going to be threaded on the same machine as everything else, and your head is going to be customized to you. And so that's a partial. You start getting into partial customization where you don't need to do tooling for all the entire process of making the part, but you're customizing bits and pieces that now do require special customized development and some nice tooling and things like that. And so that starts getting into, now we've shifted over into, you're going to have to get drawings made. You're going to have different technical specs. Your QC process requires, in order to have QC, you have to have drawings. You have to have, nobody has them, so you have to supply them or get the manufacturer to create them. And so that really just brings you in this place where you start tipping over into production, into full custom. But it's not full custom because, it's the same screws using an 832 UNC screw thread. Great, fantastic. That's standard all across the board. You can get all kinds of screws in that shape, but your head is different. And so after that, kind of that point where it's a partial, then it's just full. And that spectrum right there, ideally you want to be over here's the cheapest, over here's the most expensive. You want to be over here. You want to be where it's going to, off shelf is great. The places where that is a concern. So if you do projects that are under ITAR or you do products that are medical, anything that's regulated, so military, transportation, medical, those kinds of areas, the off shelf can be okay, depending on what it is and if it meets specifications of the industry that you're working in. And having worked on military and medical devices and transportation, it's, unless you're working with a OEM who already is in that space, it's unlikely that you're gonna find something off shelf. And there are not as many off shelf parts there because there's so many different requirements and regulations change. So off shelf today may not be compliant tomorrow. It just might not be. And so custom is a typical way to go. And that's part of why those products are more expensive, because they have to meet different legal requirements that fluctuate and you have to keep up with and then be able to, if you have an FDA approved product and device, you have to be following, there's sourcing federal requirements, and I'm talking US based, but this goes as well for CE and other certifications. If you there's things like you can't source conflict material. So that means there's certain countries, if your raw material comes from there, you can't have it made. So if your off shelf part, which is 5 cents, comes from that location and you can't do that, you might now be paying $2 a piece because you have to source your own raw material from another place. And since they aren't doing that normally, you're not going to pay special price for you to get your special material. And so that's drives it over here. So you might even end up having an off, quote unquote, off shelf, no special tooling, but your material may be required to be super custom, which is still cheaper. So it's still all cheaper than fully custom. This is like custom tooling. You are going to get custom injection molding tooling that you pay to get made. It gets used on your product. It only can make your product. Nobody else is going to use your product, or they shouldn't be, right? So there's always this balance, and off shelf the goal in any design is you want as much off shelf as possible to balance with requirements. And that's part of design for manufacturing, which I'll dive into in another video. But part of that process is sourcing off shelf as much as possible. And it's worth the money to spend in the DFM process, design for manufacturing, to look for those off-shelf parts. And depending on how you prototyped, you start with what you prototype with, and you want to use as much off-shelf things in your prototype as possible, because you're going to make one and you're going to break it and you're going to make another one, you're going to test it, you're going to make another one, and you're going to keep going. And so you want to really use off-shelf, and that can also help inform production. And that, oh, well, we use this off-shelf part, it works fantastically, we've tested it, it's great. And so it really just depends on your project, regulations around your industry, and you know, the end goal is you do want to be on off-shelf side of things whenever you can. Just because it costs less and it's easier, you can have supply chain set up. It just makes it easier for everyone involved to do it that way. So hope that answers the questions. You know, when can you use off-shelf parts, and do you have to? Short answer again, no, you don't have to design every single part that goes into your product, and you should use off-shelf as much as you can.